You know what? Looking at all of this chaos, you know what makes me think about? It makes me think about this is, of course, it is all deliberate. All of this is deliberate, looking at all this chaos, and I can't help but think that I would go there. See, I'm the type of person where I do man on the street. I used to do it a lot back in the day. I would do man on the street, and I would go out, and I would wear whatever the left didn't want me to wear. And me being who I am, I've had people, because I have a T-shirt on my website that says, I stand with Israel, along with the hat. A hat and a T-shirt that says, I stand with Israel. And they go, well, you know what? Israelis don't like black people. It's always that. Like the same thing they say with President Trump. When they see me wearing a MAGA hat, well, you know, President Trump, he doesn't even like black people. It is the same rhetoric. It's the same thing that they're constantly saying. And then they're only saying is trying to convince me to believe the same lies that they believe. And I'm not going to. I'm not going to believe the lies. I've been to the White House twice when President Trump was in office. Twice. I actually have a hat. I don't know if you can. It's on my shelf right here. I have a hat that says Vote Dem Out. And it says D-E-M for Democrats, right? Vote Dem Out. And I was in the White House. And this one particular day, President Trump wasn't signing any hats. You can take it off the screen. He wasn't signing anything. And I was like kind of bummed. This was the second time I was there. So I went out to the foyer. And I remember walking out there and these Marines, all these Marines, they're probably like 250, all muscle. They're at least 6'7". They're all tall. I mean, just muscle, right? And they're locked arms. And President Trump comes out of one door and he's standing in between and people see him. So I just walked over there with my hat that says Vote Dem Out. And I held it up and I held the pen up and I held the pen. So all he had to do was just grab the pen and the hat and sign it. And he looked and he started to walk away. And then he looked at it again and said, Vote Dem Out. And he said, come here. And I handed it to him, and he signed it, and I have it. I put it in one of those glass boxes, and President Trump saying, vote them out, right? So the reason why I'm telling that story is because every time I see these events where these people acting crazy like this, I always show up. I always show up wearing my pro-American or even pro-Israeli. In this case, it would be pro-Israeli because they want me to believe that President Trump is racist. They want me to believe that Israelis are racist. And we know that it's not true. We know that it's not true. They know it's not true, but they want me to believe the lie. Let me share something else with you. Remember on January the 6th, and this is all related to, remember on January the 6th where people were outside and they were protesting peacefully. They were singing hymns. They were praying. They were saying USA. No one was being violent on January the 6th. And then all of a sudden, without no reason, the police officer started tear gassing and shooting rubber bullets. And of course, you do that, people are going to start running around. That's exactly what happened. Now, listen, we're going to go to the phone calls, but let me play this one. Okay, the phone line is open. We're going to go back to the phone calls. But watch this. This is on the Communist News Network, where they're talking about the police officer showing up to these pro-Hamas Palestinian terrorist events, and they're saying the police officer showing up is a threat. Listen.
Uh-oh. These moments sometimes of law enforcement moving in actually create sometimes a moment of escalation.
We cannot put police officers, especially non-university police officers, as we've seen in some of these jurisdictions, just out there fully armed, terrifying students. We don't have to treat the protesters as enemies. We don't want to get to DEFCON 1, you know, in an hour.
You see this? They don't have to send the police officers out there. They're terrifying the students. They're scaring them. They're scaring them. We don't have to go to DEFCON 1. Oh, see, it's okay for them to shoot rubber bullets and tear gas innocent people on January the 6th. But here, when these people shouldn't even be protesting in this location, oh, then it's bad. All right, we got a phone call?
Yep.
All right, let's go to the phone line.
Last numbers are 8990.
Hello, caller. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, Will. My name is Sheila, and I am calling from Panama City Beach, Florida.
Hello, Sheila. Thank you so much for the call. What do you got?
Hey, Will, I just want to tell you guys, welcome. to the Republican Party. I am a black woman. I am 62 years old. I have never voted for a Democrat president in my life.
Oh, I love you. I love you.
Control of that spell.
Oh, my goodness, I love you.
I've spent all of my life.
Can you hear me?
Think for myself.
Can you hear me?
I hear you.
I love you. Oh, my goodness.
I thank you so much. I just want to say welcome to the party for the rest of the black people who are finally waking up and learning how to think for yourself. And it's not a black or white thing one way or the other.
Right,
it's
right.
It's common sense.
Yep, you're
it's
absolutely right.
It's what the Word of God says.
Yes, you
when
know what?
You read the Word of God.
Go ahead.
When we read the Word of God, and especially for those who call ourselves Christians, you know, we can't go along with what the devil say. You know, the devil mm-hmm. has taken over the Democratic Party. So we can't just go along with that and call ourselves Christians. We got to stand before God one day and answer to him for everything we did Ooh. While we was on this earth. And that's where we have to have the Bible as our basis and not look to the Democrat Party or the Republican Party, but look for the party of God. And then we vote for whichever party lines up better with what God's word says.
Yeah, and you kind of said it right there that you've never voted for a Democrat president. And That
Never.
Says right there that you line and you look and you also said it that, you know, the Republicans, they're not angels. They're not all peachy. Right. But so we can admit that. But we would have to agree that I call them the Democrat Party. They align with everything of Satan, the way they're targeting children, the way they're trying to convince men or convince us that a man can get pregnant, the way they have the open borders, the way they have the sex trafficking of children, the fentanyl taking us into war, trying to cause all kind of chaos. And it's just kind of everything animosity that they're trying to create. And you know what? And thank you so much for welcoming me to the Republican Party. I was born as my parents were Democrats. They're still Democrats. And I work on them every day I can. I was told that I need to be a Democrat because I was told that the Democrat Party was the party for black people. And come to find out, that was a total lie. It was a total lie. And I learned that when I moved to California, of all places. It's really amazing.
Yeah. Well, I welcome everybody. People, wake up. Wake up. Smell the coffee. Okay, we've got to be in line with God. That's the only thing that's going to save us, and we have to be obedient to his word, not to any particular politician.
So, Sheila, let me ask you really quick. What do you think when they're constantly saying that President Trump is racist and that he doesn't like black people? I mean, and does he need to like black people? Does he need to like white people? Or does he just need to like Americans? I get confused on that sometimes. Help me out.
Okay, let me answer that question for you real quick. Like I told you, I'm 62 years old. I can remember every political season, the white Democrat who was running for office, they go into the black church, they stand up in the pulpit, and they tell the black church all Republicans are racist. They tell the black church if the Republican, they only care about white rich people. So they have programmed people to believe that for years and years and years, and because the black pastor allowed it to happen in his pulpit, then I blame him for it as well, instead of people having an open mind and looking at things for themselves. Okay, and I guess maybe it comes from my great-granddad, four generations back, was a white man, which that don't matter to me one way or the other. I have a mind of my own, and I can think and understand and reason what is right and what is wrong, and I'm going to vote for what I see that is right. Mm. Killing babies and saying that they're inconvenient is just not right. You can't kill babies, whether they're in the womb or out of the womb,
think
that's okay. That's not okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Gay marriage is not okay. I don't care whether it's my kid, your kid, or the neighbor's kid. It's not right.
Yeah. Right.
Okay, and we can't tell little girls that they can be little boys and little boys can be little girls. It's not right.
It's
you know,
not
wake
right.
up. People have common sense, okay? And quit voting for a party because that's what somebody else expects you to do.
Yes, thank you so much, Sheila, for the wonderful call. You're spot on.
Hey, God bless, y'all.
God bless you.
God bless.
Party. Have a wonderful weekend. All right, take care. We'll be right back, everybody.
Meet Frequence Sync, your nightly companion designed to harmonize with your body's natural rhythms. At the heart of Sync lies a blend of potent ingredients meticulously chosen for their transformative benefits. Sync's collagen peptides elevate your nightly routine, from enhancing skin's radiance and muscle recovery to fortifying joints and promoting digestion. It's your holistic approach to beauty and well-being. Magnesium, a cornerstone ingredient, is believed to calm the central nervous system and address age-related sleep challenges, ensuring you drift into a restorative slumber. But Sync doesn't stop there. With the calming properties of GABA, the therapeutic potential of CBD, and the sleep-inducing qualities of CBN, you're set for a harmonious night's rest. Embrace Sync, where nature's finest collaborate to reduce stress, elevate mood, and ensure you wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. Sync. Synchronize with the night and rise to a new day.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, three pockets for cards and cash. Go to UniteAmericaFirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.